Plummet by Craig Anderson. Read for you by Elijah Lucian. Today is just like every other day in front of the TV, up until the flash of movement in my periphery. It's gone before I could turn my head, but I'm certain it was too big to be a bird. Curiosity makes me drag myself up from the couch to investigate. Deep down, I already know what I'll find. But it's still a shock to see the body of the man that lives upstairs, lying awkwardly askew on the grass, 8 stories below. The adrenaline hits me instantly. It surges through my veins and demands action. I grab my phone and run out of my apartment, dialing the ambulance as I bound down the stairs, taking them 3 at a time. I stumble and stagger, willing my legs to move faster than I know they can. Every second counts. I burst out of the lobby and run around the building to find my neighbor still lying there. There's no movement, no signs of life. There's no one else around. I frantically try to remember the basic first aid training from school, something about the beat to staying alive. I place my mouth over his and breathe out deeply before starting the chest compressions. There's no response. I try not to think about this man I've barely spoken to. Sometimes I saw him playing out on the grass with his wife and child, throwing a frisbee or having a picnic. My only glimpse into his life is one of happy families. A part of me hopes he just fell, a simple accident. I have no reference to understand why he might have jumped. All I know is he didn't scream. The ambulance finally arrives along with a police car. I continue the compressions until I'm pulled away and replaced by the paramedics. They start working on the body, shouting back and forth, a well-practiced team. My hands start to shake. The police officers come over to see if I'm okay. I tell them I've had better days. They ask if I know the man, and I point them towards the apartment he lives in. Lived in. The male officer leaves to investigate while the female officer stays with me, probably to help me recover from the shock. I feel numb, like too much has happened and I'm not yet able to process it all. Suddenly, there's shouting from the paramedics. I hear the word pulse, and my own races in response. They're working furiously now, which I know is a good sign. It means there's still hope. I feel an unexpected euphoria. It races through my body like fire. This is the most amazing moment of my life. I have saved another human being's life. A loving husband, a doting father. It seems like this joy will never end. Then the male officer returns, his face an ashen white. He pulls the female officer aside, their voices a whisper. But I catch snippets of their conversation. He has found the wife and child upstairs, dead, strangled, murdered. My mind fills in the gaps. The man I just saved is their killer. My heart plummets.